Shalom, today's daf yomi is shkalim daf chaf aleph shkalim 21. We learned in the Mishnah on the bottom of chaf aleph amud aleph. Mishnah talks about the spit that's found in Yerushalayim. We're going to assume it's tahor, it's ritually pure, except if you find it, except if you find this spit in what is called the Shuka Elyon, except for the spit that's found in the upper marketplace of Jerusalem, that spit is going to be considered to be Tamei. So why? What is different about that spit? So Rabbi Avin says, B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Katzran shel Nachrim Hayasham, that this was in this upper market of Jerusalem, there was a laundry that was belonging to the Nachrim, to those who are not of the Jewish faith. And so therefore, since it was a laundry of the Nachrim, and rabbinically speaking, we're going to say that the Nachrim are going to be considered to have the Tumah of Zav. And so therefore, we're going to say that their spit is Tameh. And so therefore, since there were many Nachrim who went to this place, we're going to say that any spit that was there is going to be considered Tameh. Says Rabbi Chanina, a different answer. What was different about the upper marketplace of Jerusalem? Says Amar Rabbi Chanina, Arodos Hayunochrin Sham. No, that what they would do is that there were these donkeys that were there, and they used to kill the donkeys in the upper marketplace of Yerushalayim. And so therefore, we're going to be saying that the people who were killing the donkeys were not of the Jewish faith. So therefore, we're going to say that the spit that was found there was Tamei. So since we're talking about the donkeys, the Gemara brings up another discussion with respect to the donkeys, which we already actually had in our Gemara earlier. So the Gemara says, Amar Bishua ben Levi, Maisa hayunochrin arudos bistartia shel melech. There was a story that one time they were killing these donkeys in as part of responsibilities for the king and the king's army. And the people were the pilgrims were walking through the blood and went up to their knees on their way to Jerusalem. And they came before the Chacham. They wanted to know if the blood of the donkeys, which was a nevela, which was a carcass, if that made them tamei. The rabbis didn't tell the Olei Regalim, the pilgrims, that they weren't allowed to come to the base of Mikdash because they had touched the blood of the Nevela. They didn't say that they were Tamei. So in this context, the Gemara cites the story that we had earlier in our Gemara that Rabbi Simon said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Maisa Bapirdam Mishal Beis Rabbi Shemesa, that one time Rabbi Simon says that there was a mule from the house of Rebbe that died, and we didn't say that its blood transmitted tumah. We didn't say that the blood carried the ritual impurity of a nevela. So Rabbi Lazar shalom Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Simon, ad kama, how much of the blood do we say does not make it tameh? Meaning, even if it's more than a revius, v'lo agive, and Rabbi Simon did not respond to him. So shalom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Lazar posed the question to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And so what happened? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ad revius tahor. He says, up until a quarter lug of blood, then we're going to say it's tahor. Then it doesn't carry the tumah of a nevela. But yoser mikan tamei. But if it's more than a revius of blood, we're going to say it's tamei. Ubash Rabbi Lezer, to lochazer le Rabbi Simon shmuasa. Rabbi Lezer was upset that Rabbi Simon did not respond to his request. He said, why didn't you tell me this? That only up until a revius of blood do we say it's tahor. But more than that, we say it's tamei. So Rabbibi Ava Yosef Masnei Hadein Uvda. Rabbibi was sitting there, and he was saying this whole story that if that a mule died in the house of Rebbe, and they said it was tahor. Armoi Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna Ad Kama. So Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna said to Rabbibi, until how much blood do we say it's tahor? Meaning, what's the amount? So Amar Lei. So he says, out of these tahor yotzer mekain tameh. He said up until a quarter lug of blood it's tahor, but more than that it's tameh. So. So he was asking him this question, but Rabbibi didn't respond. Elsewhere, but means to kick him. So maybe he kicked him. So Amalei Rabbi Zreika. So Rabbi Zreika says to Rabbibi, why are you kicking him? Begin to have a shalach at Bad Bay. He's just asking you the question. He wants to know with clarification, how much blood of these mules makes you tamei? So the answer, and why are you kicking him? Begin to have a statibi. So he says, no. Rabbibi says, it's not you, it's me. The reason why I got upset at him was not anything to do with the question, but because I was really preoccupied. My mind was in other matters, and it was my own fault that I got upset. To Amar Rabbi Chanin, he says, the Pasuk says, in the Tochacha, it says about the punishments that will come upon the Jewish people, your lives will be hanging in the balance. What does that mean, that your lives will be hanging in the balance? This refers to somebody who buys the wheat, and he buys wheat a year at a time, meaning to say he doesn't grow his own wheat. He has to buy it 1 year at a time, so he doesn't know. His money is not in his control, and so therefore he's going to be in balance. He's going to be imbalanced. The verse says, you're going to be afraid day and night. This refers to somebody who buys the grain from not all at once for the whole year, but he buys it in small amounts, and so he's even more unstable. And somebody, you're not going to be able to believe in your life. This refers to somebody who takes the every day, he gets it from the bakery, meaning to say he doesn't even buy the wheat. He buys bread every day, and in those days it means he didn't have his own wheat. He didn't wasn't able to do anything himself. He didn't know what the next day was going to bring. He didn't have bread in his basket. And Rabibi says, "Ana samicha paltre. I have to rely on buying bread from the bakery, meaning I have no economic security." So we learn from here, the teacher had no economic security, so he took it out on the student. And he kicked him. He dismissed his question. And so, on one hand, we see that the teacher was rude because of the fact that he was going through his own mess. But on the other hand, the students say, "Why are you getting upset?" The students didn't realize the incredible stress the teacher was under. So everybody needed to be more sensitive to what the other one was going through.